Some more emo music.
It's typical for me.
Yeah, I know. I know how much Jason loves my emo music.
I think I'm an emo kind of guy.
Yeah,
I just want you to bring the lip piercing back.
It's coming. That and my gauged out ears. And
that way.
And my straightened hair.
That way your new son can grip it and just yank it right out.
Man, does your son pull on your beard?
My beard's not long enough to pull on yet.
My son just absolutely hangs on my beard. It's absolutely awful. It's not fun at all. And he reaches for it on other people's faces, and it's hilarious. He's like, oh, you don't have a beard? That's no fun. Pause Those Podcast, episode number 28.
What an intro. You guys know how to grab a crowd, I tell you
yeah,
that.
Yeah, talking about emo music and lip piercings and beards.
Yeah.
Millennial
we
central
are,
right
We are
here.
Really shooting yeah. for our demographic right now, aren't we? Episode 28, what are we doing now? Insurance is already lowered, and just life is starting to suck at this point.
Do we have to look for an apartment now? Yeah. We can't live with our mom and dad. No,
I think at that point, you're shopping for the apartment that's a little bit better than the one that you started out in. Because
so if you're 28 years old now, are you almost ready to date? I think that's the stage where you're almost ready to date.
That's 38. Opposite sex
people. This is the point where I figured out who I was.
The country western lead singer.
Yeah, I dropped that.
Okay.
at that point, I quit doing toe touches when I was drunk.
That's good.
You know,
I think I was the same way. I took out the lip piercing, and I was told by a coworker that I needed to remove my gauges as well. Unfortunately,
yeah, you start wearing comfortable clothes instead of. Clothes that look good,
clothes
like pajamas.
Yeah.
Were you all in the scene where with the giant pants at the bottoms?
Yeah, no, I thought those guys were idiots. Those were terrible.
I'll tell you what. In seventh grade, I envied anyone whose parents would let them have JNCOs.
Yeah,
and then we had the knockoffs, which were Lee Pipes.
Yes,
those are for the poor kids.
And I
was one of those. I had like one pair, and I would wear them. I went to a Catholic school, so we had a uniform, and so we had jean day occasionally. And I would like I had the same pair of Lee Pipes that I would always wear. That was so cool.
Wait, I have no idea what you people are talking about right now.
Yeah, you're a little bit older.
Well, maybe not a little bit.
Well, to make it kind of come full circle, when I was in a band, I wore skinny jeans. So there's that.
But skinny jeans, honestly, these are sort of skinny jeans.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, there's a difference between emo in the early 2000s and emo like in the mid 2000s.
Yeah.
There really is.
There's a huge difference.
It's especially like goth fashion-wise. From the early 80s to goth from the
90s. From the, yes, yeah, 90s. Totally, definitely, absolutely.
And I was a pop punk kid, so we might as well just been thrown in there with the emo kids. Right. I mean, we were the same thing.
It's close enough.
That was a long time ago. I think that's whenever like Midwest IPAs and London Porters were popular.
I was going to say, is someone going to bring up beer at this point? Because we're about 3 minutes in and we haven't said anything about beer. This is weird.
Means we're getting drunk, guys.
Yeah, Puzzles Podcast, we're talking about beers eventually. But let's talk about something that's really funny. Carrie is joining us from Girls Beer Sports. I didn't even mention that at the beginning just because we were talking about all this emo.
That's okay. I'm having too much fun with the emo.
Yeah. But she brought something to our attention, which is really awesome, actually. And that is Adidas releasing Oktoberfest shoes that repel beer and vomit?
Yes.
Vomit.
Yep.
What do you guys think about that?
So, did they test vomit?
I want to know what the testing procedure is here.
Exactly.
Okay, put on these shoes. Go to this frat house. Yeah. Please report back soon.
Did they just get a bunch of guys drunk at the Adidas factory in the R&D department?
And how do I sign up for these studies?
Puke on these shoes. Wait, you got to do it with a German accent. Yeah.
Got to puke on these shoes.
I was going to say, I can't even do one. That was good. That was good. That was very...
I lived in Berlin for 8 months.
That
works,
yeah.
Yeah. You got to puke on these shoes. Got to puke on these shoes. Nine. So, yeah. You're better.
So would you buy them?
There's some Canada in there.
Would you buy these shoes?
They're a little pricey.
$300?
Yeah, they're like $300, $230, $300.
As soon as you pass $50, you're out of my range.
So here's the thing. We were talking about this before the show.
Yeah.
They would be perfect kitchen shoes.
Yeah.
Because if they will repel vomit.
Except for the price tag.
No, here's the thing. I have a pair of Berkeys that I paid almost $100 for, and they've lasted me 6 years, which is not bad because most kitchen shoes are, you know, $30, $40 range, but they only last you like 6 months.
Well, that, yeah.
Yeah.
So it depends on how durable.
How well made they are.
If they're really durable and they're really comfortable, if they were non-slip, I would definitely pay that if they would last me like, you know, 5-6 years.
Would it be cheaper just to rhino line yourself from the knees down? Isn't
not
that better?
Comfortable though. Not near
is
as
comfort important? Maybe. Maybe not.
Eh. Depends. I think it's questionable. Now, I
depends
will say,
can be useful at Oktoberfest, too.
Absolutely. Don't think that people haven't probably tried that. I'm sure that they have. I will say that I don't think they're making a flip-flop version of the shoe. I'll just point that out right
That'd
now.
That'd be legit.
Or an open-toed sandal.
Yeah, no. Be hard to tell what's between the toes. It really
type of thing.
Would, yeah.
Nothing that's an homage to the Huarache.
Open-toed sandal is the most fancy way I've ever heard flip-flop spoken.
Well, I was referring to more to the girly kind of shoe, well, open-toed sandal.
It doesn't really matter if you're German anyway, because they always wear socks with their sandals.
Oh, so a they repellent, do. Beer repellent, water repellent sock.
Yeah,
sock. How about that? How about
again, we're getting back to the
up?
Rhino line.
I like it. Yeah. I like it. I like it a lot. Wow.
So we're all in agreement that we would probably wear these shoes all over the place?
I would wear them to New Orleans,
if
absolutely.
They're durable, if they're durable.
If they're durable. Which, with the Adidas name tag, you got to think that they got to at least last a while.
Yeah.
At least but, 3 weeks.
But
that's as long as October.
The shell toes, originally, the front of them was always vomit and beer resistant.
Well, that's true. That's a good point.
Couldn't they just make
the whole
shell?
Like
well,
make it ankle high. You know, to where you're wading in it. No, like yeah. High waters or something.
Well, and again, you know, I would totally wear them to New Orleans. And the sad thing is, it's, you know, there's a lot of beer and puke in New Orleans on the streets, you know. And I have seen people wearing open-toed shoes and flip-flops
they
on
refer
the
to that as
Orleans.
Cement in New
Idiots.
Orleans.
They're not bad looking.
No, they're not. Actually, they look like, you know, old Sambas.
Yeah, I thought they looked like a skate shoe a little bit. Yeah.
So, last episode...
In my mind, they look like a moon boot.
No.
I just love it that they marketed it as a vomit.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
Exactly.
Absolutely.
You gotta love that part
yes.
of it.
I mean, let's just cut the crap. It's vomit resistant.
Guys, I just want to shoot... I want to be a straight shooter with you. This is going to keep away all of your just ralphing on your shoes and all that. It's just not going to happen anymore. It's fine. But what if you get it inside the tongue?
Which tongue?
Is it like my boots? Like, like I have waterproof boots, and if I like, if I submerge them up to the tongue, they're no longer waterproof. Is this the same thing?
I'm sure.
Yeah, that's unacceptable.
I want to know what kind of party this is in Oktoberfest, if that's what you got to worry about.
If I'm submerging up to my tongue.
I think the better question.
I think you're hanging around in the wrong room.
Or the right room.
It's basically for splash.
Yeah, and I think the better question then is, are the laces repellent as well?
Right.
That's, you know, because if somebody's going to vomit on the whole shoe, you're going to get some on the laces. And if those aren't repellent and you got to replace them well, you
then
know,
you got to burn them in place. Feed
exactly,
them enough.
Exactly.
And, yeah, you're going to want to cut them out or
yes.
something.
You don't
want
to touch
them,
those.
You don't want to pull them through the holes.
So I think we're looking at a whole market for socks,
said.
Shoes, and shoelaces.
Let's do it.
And we'll market it to chefs.
I'm thinking just rhino line. Rhino line from the knees down.
I like it.
By the way, I'm expecting my royalties check from Rhino Liner any day now.
Yeah, you've mentioned them, what is it, 4 or 5 times now? How much money do you get per mention?
Rhino line for your ceiling pressure.
6. Anyway, so we were talking before this episode. We didn't really mention it last episode, but pumpkin beers.
Screw them.
We all love those, right?
I used to.
There's only one pumpkin beer that I will drink, and I don't really like it that much, honestly. It's Schlafly.
Shoffley is
It's a tongue twister for me.
It is.
Probably pronounced it wrong. Kevin's over there like rolling his eyes like, God, this
actually,
dear Tom, God, let it in.
Tom corrected me on this one.
What is it?
But it was too late because I already said it in front of Tom Schlafly.
It's Schlafly, yeah.
Schlafly.
Yeah, that's we did a beer dinner a couple years ago with Schlafly.
Schlafly.
It, like, laugh. Schlafly.
Schlafly. Okay.
It's laughing at something.
It's named after the guy with one of the developers of the brewing company. His name is Tom Schlafly.
Yes. I had him at the dinner table and was introducing the beer and said,
wow.
Schlafly.
Schlafly.
And so I mispronounced his last name in front of him.
Oh, wow.
Well,
did that go over well?
No. My boss came up to me after.
Honest answer.
Let's be honest. If your name is Schlafly, you know you got a weird last name. Get used to people mispronouncing
Accept
you.
It.
Thank you.
Yeah.
My last name is Patterson, and I've gotten used to it, and that's pretty normal
stuff. My wife's name is Tishla, and everybody always says Tesla when they see it.
Ooh, that was a good band, too.
Yeah. They were. Tesla was
we
a great band.
We played them last week.
No, we played Yes.
Dang
this
it.
Is like the fourth time that Tesla has made its way somehow into our podcast.
We're single-handedly bringing Tesla
out. I hate it.
That's why people listen, though, because they have reference from past episodes.
Psychotic Supper is a great album. Book it.
But the Pumpkin Elves, I've never seen... Back on track. Meanwhile, back at the ranch. Ladies and gentlemen, I've never seen a style go from absurd, insane popularity to absolute disdain so quickly. And I never really got the popularity. Now I don't really get the disdain. It's really kind of incredible.
It's the same thing with pumpkin spice.
I think it's just that flavor in general has.
But pumpkin spice has
everything in the beer
off.
Microcosm has kind of like. You've been enveloped a little bit more in the way we perceive things in beer, but I think pumpkin spice character in general, I think that there was so much of a rush to that, the fatigue came on very quickly, and now we're going through like a decade of detox from pumpkin spice before people start to get on that board again.
No, it was insanely popular for years, and then last year SNL
SNL
did a bit where they did pumpkin spice summer's eve or autumn's eve.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was just like, please God. And then I saw a sign from Taco Bell, pumpkin spice tacos. No, we're just joking.
Oh God. Yeah. Okay, thank God.
It's like the whole world just got insanely tired.
It's become a mockery of itself.
Starbucks is still working it pretty hard.
We see
plenty of basic girls and basic guys. You can speak for this.
Well, that's kind of where it started.
I'm sorry that I'm saying this.
No problem.
The basic girls, they go after the pumpkin spice lattes. It's what it is.
It's true, and the Uggs and the cowboy boots.
They're
and,
basic.
Yeah, and skirts. And
I just like saying basic over and over again.
We've actually addressed this on our podcast, and I'm probably going to count up at the game, at the UK game this weekend, how many cowboy boots and skirts that I see. But I think kind of back to the pumpkin spice thing, I think it came on like about 5 years ago, maybe. It was like got really popular because...
5 or 6, yeah.
5 or 6 years ago, because like all of a sudden, you know, you're getting all these breweries and they're on draft and people are like, oh wow, this is actually it's different and it's kind of good and I like it.
Different is key. I think that is definitely a good point.
Absolutely. And but now I think it's like it's everybody's doing it. Bud Light or Budweiser's doing it. Everybody's doing it. And it just kind of got a hit of saturation point. But it's not pumpkin beer, it's pumpkin spice beer. Because I've actually had beer brewed with like just regular gourd pumpkins. And it didn't really taste like
anything.
You don't get anything. It tastes like a beer, but I didn't get any like pumpkin off of it. But I think there's a difference between pumpkin and pumpkin spice.
True. Because there's a difference between drinking something that has a slight characteristic of maybe grandma's pumpkin pies and drinking a f-ing Yankee Candle.
Yes.
There's a difference.
There absolutely is.
Beep.
And I think
you want to beep that out. Come on, Josh. Let us have some fun here.
I think a lot of the breweries that started out with the pumpkin had the spice on it just enough to taste it. And now this pumpkin spice, it has exploded so much. Oh, we got to throw all the spice in it. All the nutmeg. All the cinnamon.
Like, you got to have balance. It's just like any recipe, whether you're cooking, brewing beer, whatever. you know, you got to have balance. And, you know, a lot of a good thing is not always good.
No, and I totally agree. And, again, I'm not trying to bag on Budweiser or anybody else who's doing these pumpkin spice beers.
We would never really, do that here.
Are they really doing a pumpkin spice beer?
Well, I can tell you this right now. My love affair with pumpkin beer ended in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, several years ago with Shock Top. Pumpkin beer, and the next day I was done. So that's all I'm going to say.
I mean,
so that's Budweiser. I think Shock Top is a Budweiser product.
Talk about late to the bandwagon. Like, really.
Well, now they're releasing it, I guess.
Well, it's another one of those things where they're more reactionary than they are innovative. So another testament to that notion. I don't know. You know, I mean, because 4 years ago we ordered the Beer Trap, 200 or so cases of pumpkin ale total. This year, how many are we going to order? 5, 6? I mean, and we're not doing that because we're trying to set a precedence. We're doing that because if that's customer demand.
Yeah, sure.
And
yeah,
so trust me, if people want to buy 200 cases of this stuff, we'll order it.
Well, right. I mean,
so
but
it's just not that important.
The thing is, I think it was just an overall palate change for consumers, too, because there are some good pumpkin beers out there. Schlafly was one of them. Ichabod from New Holland is another good
one.
Yeah. I mean, there are some solid pumpkin beers.
There are a few.
I think it was just the palate of the consumer changed over time.
Here's one thing I'll say about the pumpkin ale phase is it did a lot to bring people who did not like craft beer into the world of craft beer.
Very true.
So I think once they started drinking these things, they kind of realized maybe there's an amber ale for them. Maybe there's an Oktoberfest for them. Maybe there's another beer that's not so saturated in potpourri spice that they may enjoy too. And so I think that the palates those people got into it 4 or 5 years ago has just grown up a little bit. Or at least that's what I like to think has happened.
I think that makes sense.
So that offers a topic for next week.
Yes, it does.
What are other styles of beer that were once very, very, very hot?
Oh, I could name some.
That have recently or not so recently, you know, gone out of vogue.
Well, that reminds me. You know what we've stopped doing? Asking a question.
Questions.
Yeah. We don't do that anymore.
Let's do that.
Let's do that. What is a good question? That's a good question.
Cueing Mr. Wilson. Cueing Mr. Wilson.
What's my sign?
What is your sign? All right. What's Jason's sign? That is the question of the week.
You astrology majors.
No. What
you
beers
heard from me.
Were popular that came on quick that dropped off?
That's a good question.
That is our question of the week. We want to thank Carrie.
Hey, thank you for having me. It's been great. At GRLS Beer Sports on Twitter. Check us out.
That's right. Go check that out. Girls Beer Sports.
And Rhino Liner, I'm still looking for my check.
Yes, Rhino Liner, please go ahead and address the check to Kevin Patterson. We would definitely appreciate that. Guys, I just want to say thank you so much for coming out and just hanging out with me while we drink beers.
No,
I didn't spill mine this time.
Well, you're 28. You've all grown up.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. No more Butterfingers for me.
You have girls over. You can't be spilling beer.
At Pazzo's Podcast, WLXG on Instagram, at Pazzo's Podcast on Twitter. Check us out. Subscribe to us and subscribe to Girls Beer Sports as well.
Yes, we would love that. Thank you. We're on iTunes.
Thank you.